Good afternoon. How we recognize, we are mostly like theater practices and not really big brains. And we will present it something what is our history. It's not his story, it's our stories. That means I will like to start it and Pavel will jump in it. Yeah? Oh, not too close, okay. Sorry. I like big auditorium. The subject what I will present it here have something to do with recycling. In general, I will explain, we both have NGO organization and we are the generation what have beginning in the totalitarianism, socialism, and later on when we start to be productive, it comes new era. That means we are this generation with this good background and better future. And what I will say about recycling of site-specific project, it's mainly recycling doesn't mean just look at back, but recycling means also to find out that we were sometimes very, very, I don't want to say stupid, but basically we were so much in it and we don't have really feedback, reflection. Now we are after 20 years of changes in our countries, we are maybe reflective. That means I will start it with a basic idea. What are site-specific projects in general? And of course, you know already the term, maybe how this grew up in the late 70s, 80s in the Western countries, but I will try to present it how we come and we jump to the era of our reformating of theater field or theater climate. That means first one, what was mainly looking in the dictionary, I find it very interesting that site-specific also means agricultural field. That means site-specific means also look at to the climate, to the cultivation, also to the etap of the year, also different kind of special location where the grass or some flowers can grow. That means we look at also in that context for our site-specific field, how to also translate the term to the, I say, Czech context, Czechoslovakian context, that I am Slovak and he is Czech. Yeah, but we are from ex-Czechoslovakia, and in the context of the place and context of the space and environment, I think it's good to formulate the first phases of how we come to this space, how we can see the space, either when it's the stone. This is the stone. And this can be also the, how you name it, the stone theater, but this is the stone, in fact. And that means the place is the something before the space comes into existence. And the space, it's used as dimension unit. The space is being occupied. Environment, what have already feeling and character and smell, it have already the spatial quality. And this is what I think is very necessary from our experience or from my experiences, that first part of the site-specific artist is to have a good nose. That means the nose, to smell it where is necessary to find out what we are looking and for what. And of course, articulate later on to inhalate the space, and later on to articulate means also to be a little bit on the feedback of the history, of the past. That means in this context, I was looking for some special relation between spectators, actors, and the relation means also the space. That means how to formulate in the history, in the past, and to see and to imagine that how the rituals, for example, in this list, it's just like for example, for different kind of feeling, how the space was intervened, the each action, rituals or liturgy, games or some other or body artists. That mean where they are the space, what is the feeling and what was the quality and climate for to see the space as the reflection of society. That mean till now I think we are just testing, of course, that with the historian about this. For to find the space also when you have the nose, it's good to formulate the hugest land where you can see the some kind of territory where you as the artist can feel it, you will fit with your action, and this action can change something, maybe in the rural or urban area, or either some kind of different kind of location where the mapping is very necessary to see the context. And of course when we start to look at back in the quality and categories of the space and activities, it's not related between public, for example, with the town celebration, but it has to cross through different kind of relation, and it is just for imagination. The space and activity, of course, they relate together, how we hear it today. And this was also very necessary to see in the European historical background and condition for, we name it this frame, site-specific. It was new word for us. For me, it was also very delicate to come with this new phenomena, but also to look at different kind of atmosphere, what was necessary for growing for site-specific projects or not just term, but site-specific condition. I mean, I don't want to go through, maybe Pavel will later come back here. And of course, project and programs of using the not traditional spaces for the culture have the quality of the time. And this means some parts are mostly like for long term and for short term. What is covered here in it's the squats. For example, the basic experiences what I have is site-specific, that it was necessary to be little bit as the squatter, not little bit, but basically to be squatter. And to see also situation before the revolution in Bohemia, we have a lot of underground scene, and this was very important. Yesterday there was someone said about this dissident theater. This was kind of like level of dissident theater, and of course what was necessary, that was from one side, like every post socialistic countries, that was secret one, and this secrecy make also kind of potential of kind of good PR. Yeah, and these are the situation after 89, where the lot of new old buildings, or not just old buildings, but empty buildings, start to provocate not just us as the artists, but also the developers. What was the necessary? The after 10 years of fight between like public relation with the space and with the condition, we come also to new knowledge that we have less and less public spaces, less and less our spaces for other actions, what you can recognize also every year, we also, it relate with privatization, relate with a lot of different kind of political fights, but less like citizens that have less and less public spaces. This is for sure that this is the behavior how we come to the problematic era with this condition for to make the intervention for the acts. What I want to add that we were not, and now I say we with Pavel, we were thinking maybe not to have it, the space, like to occupate one building or to manage one building. Either I have experiences from Roxy, where I was artistic leader of Roxy in 96 for 2 years, and that was the half squat, half really like public space. And I think that it was the etap in 96-97 where the Prague start to be more and more very attractive and very popular for the touristic industry. And I forgot to say about the industry in general. I think we are in the postmodern and post-industrial time. And I think it's basically very necessary how our minds are still working for that and hoping for this industry. And we calculate and we manage our daily life with this industry. Either when we are in academy or freelance, we have either fight or following steps with the industry. And I think what we found with Pavel, with the 4 Days Motion Festival, that was Mama Papa as the locator for the festival. We were thinking maybe it's good to change every year some space where we will jump with these activities. What will formulate also this diversity, not just for fun, not just for attraction, but also with the meaning that we are not reachable. You know, we are still in this level, maybe activism is a good level to say, that site-specific can be in one level, very activistic or maybe sometimes politic art. That means when you see the Prague, this is the Prague, in the middle here, this is Prague 1 and its Centrum. And three rings around, for example, this part here, it's still inner periphery. And this is the periphery. It's been with 4 Days Motion Festival, we decided not first festival to do it out of the Centrum. That before, what I said, I was artistic leader and we met with Pavel with his festival in the Roxy as the first year when I remember. Pavel? Yeah. Sorry. But basically, from that point, we decided from Prague 1 to move completely out of the Centrum. That this touristic industry made it also difficulties for the local people, local community, to be like in the Centrum with that maybe not fight about with the tourists, but with this starting climate, what you can see probably in Venezia or either Florencia or somewhere in Paris, that mainly where you have beautiful city as the Prague is, you have suddenly emptiness in the middle, and more people spread from the city. That's when this behavior started around 97, 98, and this is what I think we start to see that it's necessary also to find out where we can maneuver with the activities. And one of the potential space was in this time water cleaning factory. It's beautiful subject, and to say